Monday, October 4th, 2021. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. Before you continue watching this video, you should pause this, check out the other video associated with today's training entitled New to Linchpin? Watch this first. So, self-explanatory, check that out. That will give you all the necessary information, backstory, and details to fully explain what I talk about in these daily videos, and without that, it won't make as much sense. So to have the best experience, check that out. If you've been around for a while, of course, thank you for your continued support, but if you haven't also watched that video just because you've been around, you should, so check that out. So either way, check it out, and now, here we go. Today's workout, just a nice triplet, just a great way to start the week. Who doesn't enjoy some deadlifts? Classic 21-15-9 rep scheme of a 225 dead, 155 for the women, box jumps, and then toes to bar. The box jumps are 24 inches for the men, 20 for the women. There's a lot of interference, a lot of posterior chain in this workout, a lot of midline between the deads and the toes to bar. It gets grippy as well, so the interference is also high. So while it's potentially a simple looking workout on paper with a nice descending rep scheme, the challenge is going to be there for sure, and plenty of fitness will be there for sure as well. We've got videos showing the deadlift, the box jump, and the kipping toes to bar. As far as capacity goes, that deadlift loading, I would want to say somebody's fresh, that you can get through that first set of 21, just breaking it up one time would be really nice. If you can break it up two times, we may want to have a conversation as to whether you want to go prescribed or scaled, but more so than whether or not you break it up once or twice is whether or not when you grab the bar again, is your form still solid and are you ready to do another set? If that's the case, that's the more important deal, but rushing back to the bar to get a good time and being in some sort of mechanic or postural position that you're not proud of, that's not what we're looking for. The box jumps, you're jumping up, you certainly don't need to do rebounding box jumps. If you want to step down every time, totally good to go, that's great. And the toes to bar will be a challenge right away, and I assume that that very first set of 21 after the deads and the box jumps will be broken up into multiple sets by darn near everybody, so that's going to be normal. It's still early here in the Sherwood household, the whole family's asleep as I film this, so I'm enjoying my coffee. We've got our super fitness robot time for this. It's 6 minutes or less. That is really fast, by the way, but it's possible. Somebody will do it. More likely time in the neighborhood of 10 minutes. And I think a lot of this is going to come down to the toes to bar. I think that's the sneaky part of the workout. Scaled option, still 21-15-9 reps for time, but we have the deadlift reduced in loading, 185 for men, 135 for women. We reduced the box jump height, 20 inches for men, 12 for women. We also gave the option to do a step up instead of a box jump. And then we have some options for the midline. You can do toes to bar, or hanging knee raises, or V-ups, or sit-ups. So there's a way for almost anybody to make that work. And then, of course, we have videos showing the box step-ups, hanging knee raises, V-ups, and the ab mat sit-up. But you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. Limited equipment option, the dumbbell crew. Now, the dumbbell crew doesn't have a 21-59 rep scheme because we had to modify it a bit for the loading. So here's what they have. Pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35s for the women. If another loading makes sense for you, grab that. But we're just figuring that's what most people have access to, and that's what we create the workout based around. For time, 55 dumbbell deadlifts. What a great way to start the workout. 21 tuck jumps or box jumps if you have it, but we assume not, so tuck jumps. 21 toes to bar, 35 dumbbell deads, 15 tuck jumps or box jumps, 15 toes to bar, and then 25 dumbbell deadlifts, 9 tuck jumps or box jumps, 9 toes to bar. The dumbbell deadlift. And we have a video showing that movement. No equipment workout for today. 3 rounds for time, 1 minute plank hold, 45 glute bridges with a 1 second pause at the top, 15 tuck jumps, 15 V-ups. Accessory work for the day. optional as always. The first is a choice. You can either do the barbell bent over row or the one arm bent over row. Both are bent over row, just one's barbell, one's dumbbell. If you have the loading to make the dumbbells work, I'm always a fan of going the dumbbell route. The banded march. Ooh, so nasty, so innocent looking, but so nasty. Just the light of that posterior chain. We kind of took that from the strongman world, powerlifting world, I should say. Goal is 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching. Break that up as needed or reduce the time as you pursue this goal. And it will most likely be needed because it's challenging. And we do have one other part of the accessory work today. Even though we normally only do two, it's a three kind of a day. It's the midline. Work that L-sit or sandbag static hold in the front. We've got a video showing the L-sit. And then cool down and stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, calves, and foam rolling. Foam roller for the back and lats, and the cobra stretch for the old abs. Each one of those you hold about 1 to 2 minutes, and each one of those is accompanied by a video. Final thing I will say to close out Monday, especially if you're new here, this line at the bottom, we say this every day and we truly mean this. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. That closes out Monday. I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.